Friday. It is another beautiful day. This is the morning show. This is the morning show on Radio Laurier with your hosts, Williams and, it's not Williams and Williams this morning. We're missing our dear friend, Marcus. Mark's in, we'll get to that later, what Mark's up to. For now, all you need to know is that this is Williams and Williams on Radio Laurier's The Morning Show. You can catch us on Instagram at willysworld_2. You can catch me on Twitter at willysworld_2 as well. You can follow Radio Laurier on any social media platform, and I mean any. I'm talking Vine. What's the other one that they do? There's the Vine. There's the Snapchat Radio Laurier. Facebook Radio Laurier. They got it all. Radio Laurier is a great place. And they, what's up? We're on Instagram Live this morning. We're on Facebook Live as well. We're on Radio Laurier Live. So check us out on any of those. Come get to know us. Come have some fun. We're doing a great show today. We got some tips, tricks, wise words, stories, and a lot of fun stuff on how to survive university. I've been at Laurier now for 5 full years. 5 full ones. Yeah, I know. You're supposed to graduate in 4, but taking the long way. Taking the 5 route. So trust me when I say I got some good tips, some good tricks on how to survive university, how to make it through in a successful fashion. You know, how to get by and not want to destroy yourself. How to get by and not think, wow, what am I doing? Why am I wasting my time here? How to get through university and really find out who you are. Find out what you want in life. And find out where you're going. And have a little fun while you're at it. So, first off, let me get to one thing we got to talk about here. We got an anecdote to get through. There's a couple I want to talk about from my university career life. Facts about me. First year, hell of a time. Second year, even better time. Stephen James right now is writing on how to pick up chicks. Steve, we'll get to that on how to find friends at university. Doesn't matter what friends you're looking for, but how to find them. We'll talk about that a little later. But second year was a good time. Had some fun. And then third year came along. And I mean, that one was a little more rough. That wasn't as fun, but still, we did our part. We grinded. We got through. We tried our best. And that's a lot of what you can ask for, trying your best. And then fourth year came along, and I was thinking, hey, this has been pretty fun. Let's do it again. So I had a good time in fourth year. And now fifth year has been absolutely miserable. I am so ready to graduate, and I can't wait. But luckily, I've had my trusty tips and tricks that have helped me get through, have helped me move along, and have really sorted things out for me in a way that is capable, understanding, really lets me know that I'm being me through this journey. So on today's show, we're going to have some bold predictions. It would be a lot better if Mark was here because they would work out a lot more successfully. But we'll still have some bold predictions. We're going to do a lyrical breakdown. We're going to do a lyrical breakdown of the song College. I think it's called College or That's So College or something about college. We're going to do a friend or foe. We're going to do our Mike Webley update. We're going to talk some big and small league banter like always. I got a weapon of the week for you folks. And our Friday's 5 this week is tips and tricks. But we're going to be talking about university and how to successfully get through university all the way along. So it doesn't just start with you in university. That may sound kind of counterproductive, but it doesn't start. Being successful in university doesn't start right off the bat. It doesn't start when you first step on campus. It starts years and years before that. Years and years. If you've ever been to school, you know that grade 1 is a very important time in your life, especially when you're trying to go to university. Because in grade one, I think we all understand that the goal is to head to university. That's why I went to grade one. That's why a lot of you, I'm sure, went to grade one. So one of the things that I had to do in grade one to successfully prepare myself to get to university, well, I had to learn my arithmetics. A lot of my arithmeticies. Those are fun stuff. Those are fun stuff. So once you learn arithmetics, I don't know how to pronounce it, but math, you got to learn math, step one. And then you head into grade two, you learn English, step two, grade two, step two. Then you want to head over to grade four, grade three. I skipped grade three in my life, but most of you guys had to go to grade three. You weren't as smart as me. I was super smart. So I went to grade four. And apparently I wasn't as smart as the teachers thought before. So they sent me back a grade. So I didn't go back to grade three, but I was held back. Grade four kept my rest of my classmates caught up. And then there is grade four. I really hit my stride. That's when I knew right then and there, hey, I'm headed to post-secondary education. This is my path in life. This is what I was meant to do. And I think a lot of people understand that too. They put a lot of pressure on themselves in grade four to really perform, to really get to university. I think it's important to realize that in grade four, if you're not thinking about heading to university, you're not going to know if you're ever going to be there. Like, you got to have an idea that you want to head to post-secondary. So make sure in grade four, if you're talking to people, you're telling them, hey, that is when you got to really start thinking about it, thinking about your future in grade four. So grade five comes along, and I took a big step back by accident there. And it wasn't so much on purpose, but it was by accident. I got in with the wrong crowd in grade five, and I really started to suffer. Unfortunately, in grade five, I got mixed up, like I said, with the wrong crowd, and my goals and my aspirations, I didn't really put them at the forefront. So let's skip ahead to grade 10, because nothing happens through 7, 8, 9. Nothing happens through those grade years. Everybody knows that that's just a blur in your lives, and half the time you're just passed out on your couch because you fried your eyes playing video games. So there's no point in talking about those years. But once you get to grade 10, that's where you really, you become either a sheep in the herd or a wolf, you know? You're either going to get made fun of, or you're going to make fun. And that's what grade 10's all about. It's important that kids these days realize that they should really be making fun of people. Because that's really, that's the good stuff. That's how you become cool. I mean, and everybody wants to be cool. Nobody wants to be uncool. So make fun of people to become cool. That would be my first tip. How to make it through. Make fun of people. Put up a guard that is unnecessary and make yourself feel and seem better than you are and really establish your own presence of being a jerk. Because if you're being a jerk to others, people are going to treat you better. I've really noticed this over my years. You be a jerk, you get treated better. Just look at the career world. Some of the biggest, most successful people were jerks. It's Mark Zuckerberg, for example, Facebook inventor and creator and overall jerk. Mark Zuckerberg was a jerk, and he's one of the most successful people in the world because he was a jerk, and other people taught him or treated him better because he was a jerk. So, boom, you treat people as a jerk, they'll treat you with respect. So that's tip number one going through high school. So once you get to grade 12, you got to decide, hey, am I going? Am I doing this or not? Am I going to post-secondary? Once you decide that you're going, you pick your school. So my first tip on picking university schools and how to know that you're going to be successful, pick the course that has the lowest pick the program that has one of the lowest acceptance grades, a lower acceptance grade. So if you get 90s in high school, go to a school that only needs a 75, because you're going to set yourself up for success right off the bat. If you go to a school that's expecting 90 students, well, you're going to struggle. It's tough to get them grades. So that's my first tip. Go to a school that's not expecting as much from you. Because when they're not expecting as much from you, they're not expecting as much from anyone else. And therefore, you'll fit in, you'll soar like an eagle. So that's tip one. But, so once you pick the school, once you pick your school, you're going to want to get to know your campus. And when I say get to know your campus, I really mean not to get to know your campus. Been a Lurie for 5 years now, like I've said, and I can successfully say that I've only been in buildings where I've had classes, and that's about it. You go to class, you leave, and that's your day. Don't go find a place to study. Don't go find a cafe. Don't go to the library. Don't go try and meet people at some fancy restaurant nearby. Can I tell you the times where people have said, hey, you going here? And I say, no, why would I go there? That's stupid. I don't have class there. I'm in university to learn, mister. I'm not going to explore my social life and try and grow up and meet people and have fun. Do you know why you're here? I always ask people that. I say, do you know why you're here? And they don't have an answer for me. So this brings me to my first bold prediction of the day. Who, out of me or Mark, who's not here, can have more friends comment a friendship status on this telecast or radio program? Call in, tweet us. And I feel like Mark is going to win. But that's just me, because he's not here to piss you guys off. And I am. I'm definitely here to do that. And that's my number one goal. We also need to send a shout out to some friends. Ben Fennelly's birthday today. Good for him. Thank you for listening, Ben. Appreciate it. Our other bold prediction, I had one that said, does Mark make it into the radio program? I wrote this last night, and successfully, Mark has not made it into the radio program. Good for you, Mark. I hope you're listening right now. I hope you see this one day. And I hope you realize that you are fake news. Mark was in Guelph last night and felt it inappropriate to come home this morning, which I can totally actually respect. And I'm glad he made the safe decision. So let's get to a song, because I need to organize my life a little more. So let's get to our first song, and this is going to be our lyrical breakdown for today. So sticking on the theme of university and college, we're going to go with Asher Ross, I Love College. I love college. We're going to play this song, and then we're going to break down the lyrics for you. And when I say we, I mean I am, specifically me. So enjoy that, folks. Asher Ross, I Love College, coming back with a lyrical breakdown after this. Radiolaurie.com. Thanks for joining in for the start of the show. I hope you enjoyed what you did here. Like I said, Facebook Live at Williams Mornings. live over at Williams Mornings on Facebook. We're doing a video for the rest of the show.
And if you tuned into our...
I can't tell you what I learned from school, but I can tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the blue's gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put two on, then tomorrow night, find a new joint, hold the beer bong, nothing wrong with some fun, even if you did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we tainted. I danced my face off and had this one girl completely naked. Drank my drink and smoke my but my good friends is all I need. Pass out 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. Hey! I love drinking. Hey! I love women. Hey! I love college. Now, if everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Do something crazy. Do something crazy. Do something crazy. Do something crazy. Freshman. Freshman. Freshman, freshman, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Headstand, 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 headstand. That party last night, man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
Alright, everybody, I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish you'd take it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my face off and had this one girl completely naked. Drank my drink and smoke.
You're all invited.
But my good friends,
bring your friends.
All right. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go.
That was Asher Ross, I Love College. I hope you guys loved that song. So I don't know the technical term for any of those things I just said. America, we're just trying to tell you what the song says or what the song meaning is. So that's what we're doing here. We're giving you a lyrical breakdown to let you know why Asher Roth loves college so much. So let's start with, I think it is exactly the chorus. So the chorus goes, that party last night. Not a bad, he's rapping, he's rhyming, he's doing his thing. So then we have Asher getting into him dancing his ass off. Actable by Mr. Roth here, Mr. Roth, Asher. So he's a dancer, and he's partying, and it was crazy. He wished parties need to be taped and put on to be put in the movies. Don't forget the nights when you drink, because then you won't remember them. And that's... then we have, and I got this one green naked. Drink my drink and smoke my weed. But my... his friends is all he needs. Well then, Asher, why are you drinking and smoking, bud? Huh? Huh? Why are you drinking and smoking if you just need your friends? And then we move into, but my good friends... Hey. And respect that. 3 a.m. passing out. It's time to go to bed. That's a late night for. Hey, you know, you don't want to stay up past, or really, most people I think don't want to stay up past. And then we grind into the night with a lot more. I'm surprised he woke up at 10. That seems early. And then anyway, back in the day, a lot of people used to get up drinking early. I miss those days. Miss them. Wrong. We'll get into that a little later in our tips. That sounds like a delicious drink. Bankers are rich, so I'm assuming that it's the makers of the best, cheapest whiskey and vodka. Wow. So it's Bankers Club is a whiskey and vodka. Right? Rock that. Good times. So you can get pizza $1 a slice. So fill up my cup. Let's get messed up. Allen Iverson, Akeem Olajuwon Wong. Don't even bounce, not in his house. See, I think Asher's missing the point here. College isn't about just, it's about school and really buckling down and making sure that you're getting your academic. It's about school, Asher, you know? It's about beer pong etiquette and some good rules here. So, bounces. A lot of bounces kind of defeats the purpose of the game. You're supposed to throw it in the cup. The fundamentals of the game. Maybe I'm an old school guy this way, but I can agree with you on that one. Better mile. That's when you throw your ball in every single one of your opponent's cups, and they have to do a naked mile. And the point of this is to, usually it's just like to the end of the street or back or something like that. But it's just great stuff. You pull that in the show and movie. So it's great. So we'll move ahead. He likes beer pong, and he doesn't like bouncing for beer pong. No. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Hey, if you want that, thanks. Verse 2. I can't tell what I learned from school. And apparently he's been telling us a story. He loves college, and that's part of his story. He goes, don't pass out with your shoes on. I think this comes from people pouring water. Shoes in the house, you know? Don't wear your shoes on someone's couch. You never want to be at a party when, A, it runs out of alcohol, but you never need them for said alcohol. Or it's yours. If you bring it, you're 60, doesn't matter, full 40, whatever you need. You bring it, you drink it. Go. Boom. Oh, and don't have sex if she's too gone. Big one here, Asher. I'm actually consented. It's a big thing going around our campus at Laurier, who they're sleeping with. Understand that potentially they don't know what is fully, who does know what's going on, and a little bit on the person who doesn't. Don't drink so much that you black. It happens, I know, I've been there. Sometimes it just happens. And that's where the other person comes in. Make sure that you don't have sex if she's too good at this. In a sec here. If I can figure. When it comes to condoms, put two on. Putting a condom on is smart. Two, I've actually heard, is a bad. First, rubbing together can actually create a gap. Rip, you don't want to tear in your condom. Apparently, and allegedly, and then you get into his interlude. He wants, Asher, man, you sound like you just jam, and I'm glad that he brought it to us. Be an anthem, play it at your next party. It's actually, this is a good timing for this subject, because next week is going to be, I can't wait. I know a lot of you Laurier students can't wait. Are thinking about drinking all day, remember, be smart about it. But also, so now we're going to play a song by Kanye West, School Inc. It's coming up. Now. All right, well, we're going to play, Maybe not even that. I can't. Look like a hack right now. Probably just seem like an absolute hack. Bit of time. So I'm definitely a hack. Smoking in the boys' room. See life at least. Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Tune. And it's really summed up my universe. I hope. I think. Enjoy. Lost. Frank Ocean. Oh.
it the same. Said love will never change me. My heart's wandering, I'm hopeless, far away from home, caught up in a maze. I don't know which way to go. Got me so lost and I can't lie. I know what it is and I know my heart will never stop beating, but somehow you gotta go. Somebody give me a mark, think I need my riches to navigate. Love, I think that I'm lost. Oh, you sent me on a trip, baby. Now I can't find it the rainbow. I'm happy to be lost in you. All I see is you cause I'm lost, and I'm so confused cause I'm lost, run up by my way cause I'm lost. Now you got me shipwrecked on this island of blues. You got my heart, I can't control it. Sign your name on it and let the world know it belongs to you. When I wake up in the morning, I don't know where I'm going. I just wanna spend my time next to you. Oh, got me so lost and I can't lie. I know where it is and I know my heart will never stop beating, but somehow you gotta go. Somebody give me a mark, you believe my riches to navigate. Love, I think that I'm lost. Oh, be on the trip, baby. Now I can't follow the rainbow.
Ocean. Honestly can't say I've ever listened to the guy before. I don't know, maybe on the radio, but I've never Googled or like YouTubed him. I was really impressed by that song, Lost, by Frank Ocean. Supposed to be Williams and Williams in the morning, but my counterpart, my compadre here, yes, it's self-imposed, but he's doing his best. He's taking care of himself. He's doing him. And I'm here this morning. He's got all, Radio Laurie's got all the social media covered. Instagram, Facebook, Snap, at Radio Laurie. They're all at Radio. Social media, Instagram, at Willie's World _ 2. My Twitter is at Facebook page, at Williams Mornings. Please check us out. If you're listening on radio, head over to Facebook Live. Head over to our Facebook page. Check us out. Like our page. Follow up, yeah, we love that. So let's get to another chip tip. And this one comes. So this kind of Steve, if you're still listening, and well, Steve, I'm not gonna dial into that, but I am gonna talk to you about cultivate, or in my case, in my best advice and opinion, how to honestly. Like I've said, you're here to learn, and friends don't help you learn. And if you decide to be decide to go away from them and not let them get your successfulness as a student, and who wants to be well-rounded while they're at university? In the way, don't take a class. That way you know you can just sit alone in the corner. Or, vice versa, pick a class, get lost in the crowd, and you'll never have to deal with anyone. So there's really big, you're not going to focus, you're not going to get work done. outside of class. If you have friends, you're going to want to do other things. Develop any skills in sports or hobbies or any interest, world issues or problems or having, just don't have friendship groups in your class. Don't make any efforts at school to have friends, period. Ton of trouble. I've never gotten into a fight. I've never had the well-being of others. I just focus on myself. I focus on my own studies. Successful because of it. So that's a big tip in my mind is don't make. Why would you? Am I right? Why would you? Banter. A lot of the university sports around campus are winding down. Curling. There's basketball, but I think the other thing we gotta do here today, we gotta thank, or we gotta send a shout out to our athletes of the week, or from different sport, or from respective sports. Guys, you're our athletes of the week. Congratulations. Good job. Good job, athletes of the week. It's an honor. It's a privilege. Thank you. Thank you for stuff. The other thing, it was International Women's Day this week. So let's send a big shout out to all campus female athletes, female clathletes. I coined that phrase back in 20. So clathletes, well done. Clathlete along. Yeah, keep clathlete along. We'll go with clathlete. Which brings us to the ability to. I'm going to stop you right there. You're thinking, hey, that's probably great. I can balance out my life. Don't do this. Don't be social. You want to stay on your toes. And the other thing, if you think that these clubs are going to look good on your resume, it's all these recruiters care about when they're looking for career people is how good your mind. So don't try and be a part of something. Don't try and volunteer. Trust me, I don't know why I give up my pressure. So I just can't say that I would recommend it for anyone else. Clubs, try and become better as a human. It's a waste of your time. Sorry, just scratching my nose. Really wish Marcus was here. I haven't seen the guy lately, so I'm going to put him in the phone call on this week. Mike. So, all right, so next tip and trick from my end on how to, a typical university load, class load, that is. So that leaves approximately 60 hours of sleep, 60 hours of free, 90 hours a week. So if we break that down, so let's break 4 hours in a day, and there's 7 days in that week. You have about 168 hours. Now that can flex 15 in the old classroom. Leaves you 153 hours, but we know that you're sleeping about roughly 90 hours a week. That's 12 hours a day. So out of 24, you're sleeping for about 90 hours a week, give or take, because once you got to get into bed early, you got to stay in bed. 7 days a week, 168 minus 90 hours of sleep, 78 hours minus for you in a given week. Now, you'll notice that that's under 10 hours a day, of free time. Now, let me tell you, there is a world on the internet that there's a deep black hole of YouTube that you can get into. There is, to yourself, just email yourself memes. You can look at them. Just laugh. So once you get over the fact that you have to be in class for 15 hours total, because that gives you a good solid 12 hours a day of sleep. So if you break that down, so that's 3 hours of class a day. 12 hours of sleep, 12 plus 3 people, with that 9 hours of free time, you're going to have to at least substitute for buying food, going to get food, spending money on food, carrying food back to feed yourself. After that, with the 9 hours of free time, you got 5. You're going to want to spend it left. In those 2 hours, you're definitely going to want to search on the internet random things to look interesting facts about. So you're getting onto YouTube for at least an hour. And get your class notes ready. Because, you know, when you're in class for 3 hours, that's a long time. So I just do it all in class, get it all done, and boom, you have your maybe 15, whatever. 15 hours of class a week. That's 15 plus 12, 95. Or 15 plus 90 a week, 168 hours a week. Boom. Approximately 60 hours of that. Hey, folks, I'm a genius. I just scheduled your life. I scheduled your whole growth. 15 hours of class. Count it. Now, what did I say? I said 15 plus 90 is 105, and you have 68 of free time. We talked about 4 times 7. Not that good at math. 28 hours food prep, baking, distribution, all that. We're up to, where are we at? I times 7, 168, 15 plus 90 plus 28 equals, we have 35 hours. So then you got at least weekly YouTube work and meme work. YouTube and meme work. Like I said, but that's a weekly again. And then you're going to want at least another 17 and a half watching movies and TV. To watch movies and TV. We substitute as food prep or YouTube and meme and movies. That they can all be divided. School, 90 hours of sleep, 28 hours for food, 17 and a half. It's all free time. Free time is a good time. That's what I say. So I mean, free time is a good time. So let's get to... He's the man. But we're also play something else. Let's see what I get to. We're going to play... Some good selections. We're going to play some Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song. Is that...
Yeah. Oh, today I don't.
Bruno Mizzi, Mars, Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song, The Song of Millennials. It's the official. It's the only song that describes us to it. And frankly, I really enjoyed Bruno Mars. When he first came out with that and done, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if it would work. And I listened to it, it grew on me. That 24 Karat Magic out. Love it. Thanks. Who knew? I mean, I'm sure I didn't know. Where are we at here? Oh, okay, here we go. Money. As we know, college, university, it's expensive. Loans, that's why they invented debt. Literally, they invented debt. People could go to school. They said, hey, we're not going to teach you what debt is. We're not going to educate you. Couldn't learn. Smart thinking, debt people. To spend money. And you gotta get money to have money. Wait. So rack up your debt as much as you can. Screw it, mail it in. Let's go out for pizza. I mean, that's an extravagant pizza party, but do it. So make sure that you spend all your cake. Spend all your money, rack up debt. 2 a.m. pizzas. $5 coffee so you can stay up past midnight. Rack up your debt. People. Spend, like I said, you're gonna wanna make two so that you can eat cake. Like, words to live by. Words to live by. For the past couple years, I'm in no debt, actually. There's financially sound individual, but we're still in the day. Another tip. Course outlines. This is specific, but make sure it's in your textbook binder and only look at it when assignment comes up, when your assignment to do. That'll stress you out. Better theory. You go, hey, professor goes, hey, it's due. I'm not stressed about this at all then, because I just found out that it's due. Don't plan, don't organize. Life is more fun when you get it in the last minute, when you're pressured for things, when you don't organize it. You know, fly by the seat of your pants. Have some fun. You're not going to want to know how much they're worth. Again, if you know how much they're worth, they're going to stress you out at university. Don't learn how to manage time. Don't learn how to manage. All right. To maximize any available funds. Yes, you're in five, take it down to two. You know, why not? You deserve some free time. Make some more free time. Don't ask me, but free time is important. Free time. Chances you're going to have it becoming a YouTube star. Take it. Withdraw from court. Actually, there's a really good tip. Hey, why don't you withdraw from our courses? Drop out. It might maximize more of your time. You could save about $100 a month. That's a big save. If you're saving $100 extra, that's at least two more extra. At least. Why go to university when you cannot? How to survive university. Don't go. Just don't do it. It's a better way forward. Just whisper that. It's a better way forward. The other thing we got to talk about is some big league banter. League? That's too straight. And this year, thank goodness, content in the playoffs. So the way it looks right now is that has a high percentage of making the playoffs in the East. Teams of 75, they're 1 point back, same amount of games. And then with Boston, they got a game in hand, and they're 2 points back. We can flip over to the West. Got Edmonton, who potentially could fall out of a playoff spot now. They've dropped back a lot. Who probably won't make the playoffs. They're 66 points. That's a little fast. 65. They aren't making the playoffs. So let's flip back to the East. I'm going to say it. Toronto's making the playoffs. Three Canadian teams in the playoffs. Pretty much guarantees action. If any of you porn producers, the way I'm talking about it, sports, Leafs versus Sens. Leafs versus Habs, tearing me up. I cannot wait. 17 games approximately left for each team standings. And, baby, it's regulation wins, which the Leafs don't hold. But hopefully they can keep actually winning games. And if they can do that, a big, big, big hard party everywhere. So the Leafs map 8.2%. So obviously when you're out of the playoff, relatively speaking, but I'm excited. Boston, potentially not. Florida, maybe not. What the heck? That's all right. So we'll see if the horses can win. If you have any thoughts, let me know. Love to 10 right now. Maybe not 10 out of 10. It's probably just 10-10 right now. Your list of song here. And I think we're going to go with something a little upbeat, a little fun. The Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. Quiet. All right. Enjoy. Party Rock Anthem, LMFAO. We party rock.
Yep. Good
too.
Why?
Hey, where's all the people at?
Hey, what's going on? Shuffle.
It will get in your bones.
No.
Hey man, I got time for your demo.
Just put them on.
Party rock,
you got them in?
What? Vitamins?
Yeah.
Play them on.
Can't
hear
what
the hell?
Play them
on. Let's go.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody's just having a good time. We gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. We gon' make you lose your mind. We just wanna see you
shake that.
Get down, put your hands up to the sun.
do. Boom! Party rock! Love it. Thanks, LMFAO, for Jamski. Please don't get mad that I played your song on the internet by accident. That was mistakes. Mistakes were made. Okay? We get it. Mistakes were made. Apologize. Sorry. Didn't know that I hurt so many people. But it happens. Sorry about it. Sorry. But that's a good song. That is a good song. It's a good song. So let's get back into our final tip. Our final way to really crush your university experience. All right? And that is finding your classes. What classes to take? So there's going to be requirements for your program. Forget about that. It's actually just a guideline. It's not, requirements are guidelines. They're not actual things that you need to graduate. Or I hope, I'm going to find out in a month, but hopefully. So make sure that if there's a full class that you want to get into and fits your schedule, plead with that professor. Usually they can let one in person. Doesn't matter. Just ask them. They'll let you in. Who cares? Yeah, I know Facebook. You jerks. Sure. So, we got to make sure that we follow along. And it's good. Don't take classes if your professor won't let you into them. Take it if your prof lets you in. Perfect. Tell him. Complain. Make sure he knows. Have all the paperwork filled out. You're going to want to get into this class. If it's full, you're going to want to get in. If you're having trouble getting an appointment to see a professor, just go to the class and sit near the front anyways. And then at the end of class, bombard him. Walk up to him and say, hey. Just say, hey, what are you doing? Tell him, man, let me in. Come on. Give him a lot of those. Come on. That's what I like doing the best. Come on. Come on. And then he'll have to let you in. So then you're in the class. Once you're in the class, honestly, take the first two classes. Don't go. After that, send a message to him. Don't go. Her. Send a message to him or her. Don't go to class anymore. Say, hey, no, I'm mailing it in. You were being mean to me. I'm being mean to you now. And that's okay. Sometimes you got to be mean to someone. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you got to send a message. Other times, you don't. So make sure the prof knows that you're in charge of your education, not him. Make sure that he knows that you run the show in your life. Because professors need to know that sometimes. So, if you're going to send a message that way, do it in person. Like I said, show up to the first class, tell him, and then don't go back for a bit. So he knows, hey, I got this guy in my class now. Oh well, maybe he'll be here, maybe he won't. But you're sending a message the whole time, every time. That's the important part that you're going to want to do. So that's my last and final tip. Send a message. Go to class sometimes. Don't go to class all the time. Why not? It's your life. Oh, what do we got up next? We got our weapons of the week. I think my weapon of the week is going to be Mark. To promise your friends something and then not be able to deliver, that I think makes you a weapon. When you promise something, it makes you a weapon because it shows really that you put yourself over others and that you thought that you had for them isn't actually there. And that makes me feel good because I know that you value yourself way for touch you well. Touch you really, really, maybe too well. Weekend plans? Mark, got any? I might go drinking tonight. Haven't done that in a while. Hey, welcome. Thanks. Love it. Might go to the beach. Hit a wave. Do that. And then also, I'm definitely going talking B-O-A-R-D. Board games. Or B-O-R-D-E or B-O-R-E-D. Talking games. So I hope on today's show you learned a lot. And you also understand what it takes to really have a good time in university. Make sure that you're getting the most out of it. You know, you're not just... So, thank you for everybody tuning in. I think overall... it was a good show. Hope you guys like, comment, let us know. Just let us know what you think, alright? I'm going to play you out with Glamorous, Fergie, featuring Ludacris by Rihanna.